I am here in studio with Steve Trifletti, who we know, of course, as Plymouth Town Moderator, but also an advocate for brain aneurysm awareness. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine.
And, of course, another Christine here. You got to pay attention to the Christines. Christine Buckley, who's the Executive Director of the Brain Aneurysm Foundation. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine. Happy to be here.
I can't believe it's been a year because I'm thinking, didn't I just see you folks a few months ago? No, it was last year. And this is to talk about something that you sponsor every year, and it's a wonderful after-hours get-together that your office sponsors, Trifletti and Costa. It's 5 to 7 this Thursday at the Tavern on the Wharf in Plymouth. And Steve, tell me a little bit about why you are such an advocate for brain aneurysm awareness, because I think your story is pretty, it's an interesting story, and it's something that helped educate me to something that I really basically, I'll admit, I knew pretty much nothing about.
Thank you, Christine. So 7 years ago, at about this time, I was in a car accident. And following the car accident, I went to the hospital to be examined and treated. And I was fine from the car accident injuries that I had. But I was told at that time I needed to see a neurosurgeon because I had a brain aneurysm. And I was fortunate in that within a month following the accident, I did have brain surgery. They put a titanium stent in my left vertebral artery, and that was to remold the aneurysm and to cause it to shrink and eventually go away. And so during that time, I had the support of many people, certainly family and friends, but also there were publications from the Brain Aneurysm Foundation, which provided information for me as a patient who was going to undergo surgery. And I learned a little bit about the foundation, and afterwards when I survived, I felt, what could I do to be helpful, because I was so thankful that I did survive the surgery. And so since that time, I've been involved with the Brain Aneurysm Foundation. We do speaking, they create awareness, they do advocacy, they do research. And so each year now, this will be our fifth annual Brain Aneurysm Awareness After Hours. As you said, it's held at Tavern on the Wharf, and it's really an opportunity for people to gather, both members of the community, members of the public. Many survivors attend as well, and we have many people from the Brain Aneurysm Foundation, so that we can share information about the symptoms of a brain aneurysm and the support that's available for people.
That's terrific. Now, Christine Buckley, again, the Executive Director of the Brain Aneurysm Foundation. In the simplest terms, what is a brain aneurysm? I'm picturing like a balloon in a blood artery.
It's pretty, that you answered your own question there, pretty much. So it is. It's a ballooning and outpunching of a vessel in the brain. And that's how we explain it a lot of times, that it is that balloon. So people don't know when it forms, but over time it's a weakening of that vessel, and with the flow of the blood that this balloon does form.
And then I guess when you say it could be fatal, what happens? Does that balloon burst?
There's a just a tiny hole in that balloon. Mm-hmm. It's just a little hole where the blood comes out and bursts, and that's what we want to avoid, is that bursting, which is a rupture.
And this is not just something with adults. This can be in children, as we've seen over the years with some very young victims, and people middle-aged, young adults. It looks like it can hit any age group. Is it hereditary?
It can be, about 25% of the cases. And like you said, with the ages, the average age is 35 to 60, and we definitely see them younger. But the bottom line, even younger in that 35 to 60 is prime of someone's life. So it really impacts families and communities and workplaces.
Now, what about, this seems like something that people would think when you go to your annual physical, they're just going to screen you and ask you about this. I've never been asked about this in all the years. Is that pretty typical?
It is typical, and that's sort of some of the work that we're doing with advocacy, is to change the screening protocol. Currently, it's if there are two or more people in your family, that then you'd be likely to be sent to your doctor, and the insurance company would cover it. But when we go to Capitol Hill, we talk about this, and we say, why would you wait? And people ask us, why would you wait for two incidences in one family? If there's one, you know, people should be screened.
Okay, so people should know more about that. Do you have a website that people can go to and get more information about?
Absolutely. It's bafound.org. So bafound.org.
And that's right. Now, at your event every year, you always honor, Steve, sometimes you honor people who are survivors, and sometimes you honor people and families who did not survive, and you've got a very special honoree this year. Tell me a little bit about him.
Yes. Yeah, so in past years, we were fortunate to have a survivor from the Baker administration, the Secretary of Transportation, Thomas Timlin, who joined us. And a few years ago, we did also honor the memory of Johnny Hackett. He was 3 years old when he had a brain aneurysm. And we raised money because one of the things that's possible is to create a research chair in favor of the person that we're honoring. And this year, we're honoring Staff Sergeant Jonathan Santos, who at the age of 25 this past year passed due to a brain aneurysm. His mother will be there, his stepfather, and he worked at the time of his death at the Plymouth County House of Correction located in Plymouth, and will be joined by Plymouth County Sheriff Joseph McDonald, who will be there to make a special presentation. We have a lot of support, not only from the community, but from civic groups. We're going to be joined by the Plymouth Lions Club and the Plymouth Rotary Club, who will be there to present to the foundation some donations on behalf of those civic organizations. But with this year's honoree, unfortunately, he did have that most common symptom, which is the worst headache in your life. But he also had a health issue, and that health issue, I think Christine can talk more about it, is an issue which also could lead to a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, it's called polycystic kidney disease. So people who have polycystic kidney disease are more predisposed to have a brain aneurysm. So it's unfortunate that through his treatment of what they call PKD, his mother has it as well.
Mm-hmm.
No one ever mentioned brain aneurysm to them as being a possibility. So it's sort of a double whammy where the staff sergeant had these signs and symptoms, went to the doctors for help, and like so many other stories told, he had stress, anxiety, you know, you're just working hard, and just got sent home. So it's really unfortunate when the medical community should be more aware that there is a correlation between polycystic kidney disease and brain aneurysm formation, and that also being in his mom's family, and where he presented with signs and symptoms, but no one did anything to it. It's too late. And these are the things that break my heart, which is why the awareness is key.
How are the insurance companies when it comes to paying for this?
For the scans, it is a fight because they usually, again, it's that two or more rule, and that's what we're trying to change.
Any headway there?
Not yet. Okay. We're working on it, but also the research is looking towards identifying genes or having a blood-based biomarker, so there could be a blood test. It'd be a lot cheaper and much simpler to be tested.
Okay.
So,
Steve, want to add something?
I would say people should not be discouraged, even if there's just one, as in my case. We advocated for a family member who was denied insurance coverage, and the insurance company did, on appeal, grant that. So, but going back to this year's honoree, if you think about it, this person had multiple indicators of the possibility of being susceptible to brain aneurysm. Not only the worst headache, but also the kidney disease. So it's very important that as we seek to have awareness, not only in the community, but also in the medical community, because people are just being not diagnosed when it should be obvious to some of us that it's very clear that they should be checked out.
Absolutely. Now, if people want to join your get-together this week, your after hours, 5 to 7, Thursday, Tavern on the Wharf in Plymouth, how can they do that? How can they get a ticket? How can they join you?
They can certainly contact the Brain Aneurysm Foundation to get a ticket in advance, or they can, at this point, just come, and when they come to the door, we're asking for a $20 donation. All the proceeds will go to the Brain Aneurysm Foundation. There are no administrative costs. Everything is donated. And it's a lot of fun, too. It's a live band that plays.
Gina Mark.
The Gina Mark band.
We know
plays.
Her. We know her.
And also, there'll be plenty of food and beverage. So it's really a great opportunity to network and to be with people, but also to receive some very valuable information, because people never know when. And I can only tell you that people come to me because of the awareness we've created. And in the community, I know someone who works in my building told me that he's aware of two people, one that is an employee, I had a family member, and another person. So it's very close to us all the time, but we don't always know it.
Absolutely. And thank you for bringing, again, this awareness out. And Christine, one more time, for people to get information from the Brain Aneurysm Foundation, your website?
It's bafound.org.
Okay, and again, that's Christine Buckley. She is the executive director of that foundation. Steve Trafletti, of course, you are a survivor and an advocate for awareness for brain aneurysm symptoms. And of course, we know you as an attorney and the Plymouth Town moderator, of course, a great spokesperson too for this. I know this is close to your heart, and we appreciate you joining us today. We're going to put this interview up online.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine.
You're welcome.